Some 100,000 protesters have taken out on the streets of the Greek metropolis in the biggest and most significant general strike so far this year. The walkout comes at a time most crucial for both the government and the country's labor movement. After one of the harshest winters in the Greek financial insolvency, the Greek labor movement attempts to reassert itself under increasing influence by the leftist main opposition party Syriza, which does not yet control the Greek syndicates and confederations. Meanwhile, the Greek government continues to legislate deep austerity reforms in parliament, at the same time suppressing organized labor reactions, as it did recently by conscripting the Athens subway employees. These were the only workers not allowed to take part in this strike. There is a brewing pre-electoral atmosphere here, insinuated in part by the statement of Syriza chief Alexis Tsipras.
This government's period of plasmatic euphoria is over. Anyone who last year believed that Samaras would renegotiate the memorandum, or anyone who in December thought that after having received a minor cash loan tranche, normality was restored, today can only gaze at the harsh reality: unpaid state bills, axed wages and pensions, redundant shops and businesses. The Greek people cannot wait any longer for a false savior. They have to take their future in their own hands. Today signifies the beginning of a wider social alliance: the unemployed, the farmers, workers in the state and private sectors. Everyone who demands that the austerity disaster be stopped right now.
The main premise of this mass mobilization is the protection of collective labor contracts, the last card on the union's deck against current and upcoming privatizations of public enterprises, the selling off of state assets to private interests, and the gradual implementation of individual labor contracts.
We will continue to protect our labor rights against relentless austerity, which has destroyed national economy and has decimated our society, leading Greeks to penury and desperation. We are pursuing a new social and political model in Greece and Europe of social justice, equal opportunities and employment for all, a progressive new state and country.
We are told that labor leaders in recent years relied heavily on their affiliation with Greece's four decades long bipartisanship. It seems a new labor movement is emerging, defined by workers' harsh reality, a negative fiscal outlook, and a government that remains hostile against the claims of unions, apparently refusing to see the tidal social and historical changes as they unfold.
Greek syndication matured over the last 40 years during the alternating governments of the socialists and conservatives. Today seems to be all about the labor movement in Greece transitioning, becoming more leftist in scope and rhetoric. It remains to be seen how this will affect upcoming political developments. This is Konstantin Venizelos for Press TV in Athens.